Revelation 1 verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
This Greek word revelation means to uncover, reveal. This book reveals the total plan of God founded on Yeshua the Messiah, who is the beginning and the end. This revelation drives a sense of urgency that Yeshua is coming back soon and that his servants are to be prepared. He sent and signified it by his angel unto. Yeshua sent and showed openly unto his servant John by his messenger, what must shortly come to pass. Ultimately, this messenger shows openly the eternal end state. Servants of God will dwell with God in the new heaven, new earth, and the new Jerusalem. Side note, there is another messenger that was sent to show John the judgment of Babylon and celebration of the marriage supper of the Lamb that takes place before the 1,000-year reign of Yeshua, Revelation 17 verse 1. Revelation 19 verses 7 to 10. His servant John. John is a servant of Yeshua. He is the same disciple that Yeshua chose based on 1. Historical evidence that he was alive during the end of the first century. 2. The same style and language used in his other writings match those used in Revelation.
Revelation 1 verse 2. Who bear record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw.
John affirms that he is declaring a record of the word of God concerning Yeshua and to testify of the evidence concerning him. Yeshua is the Messiah, the Christ, that was slain and resurrected to redeem us with his blood, Revelation 5 verse 9, ISA 53:4-6, and will shortly come to reign on earth as he is the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. He will also bear record of all that he saw. He may not have understood everything he saw, but he was going to document it.
Revelation 1 verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Blessed means being favored of God, and this results in true inner happiness. Blessed is the person who does these three things, 1, who reads, knows again, 2, who hears intently the words of the future, and 3, who keeps those things written in it. This Greek word keep means to guard and obey. Side note, Book of Revelation highlights that blessings are bestowed upon those who have accepted Yeshua as Lord and Savior. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Blessed are those who are called unto the marriage supper. Blessed are those who are part in the first resurrection. For those who are in Yeshua, there are blessings that are appropriated by the things they do. Blessed are those who read, hear the words of this prophecy, guard and obey those things written in it. Blessed are those who are watchful for his return and keep their garments unspotted from the world. Blessed are those who do his commandments. For the time is at hand. The time of the events have started, and therefore there is an urgency for all to immediately respond.
Revelation 1 verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Seven churches were in Asia Minor and were called by their locations, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Grace be unto you, and peace from him. The Greek word grace means undeserved favor which comes from God through Yeshua. Peace is a byproduct of being reconciled to God because of the blood of Yeshua, no longer to experience God's wrath, which is, and which was, and which is to come. This is God the Father who has been ruling forever. He is ruling now, ruled in the past, and will be ruling in the future too. Seven spirits which are before his throne. In the book of Revelation, Holy Spirit is known as the seven spirits, seven lamps of fire before the throne, seven horns, and seven eyes. In the book of Zechariah, Holy Spirit is also known as the seven eyes upon the stone, the stone being Yeshua and eyes of YHWH seeking to help those who seek God. Another translation for the word spirits is breaths. Holy Spirit is not seven beings but seven breaths, meaning having seven assignments. Just like John the Baptizer wasn't Elijah but came in the spirit of Elijah, meaning he came in the assignment, breath of Elijah. Therefore the seven spirits are the seven assignments of Holy Spirit. Side note, Holy Spirit's assignment is established on the Messiah, Yeshua. Holy Spirit's seven assignment could be, 1, convicting the world of sin. The sin that he convicts them of is them rejecting God's Son, Yeshua, 2, establishing righteousness through faith in Yeshua, 3, bringing judgment on the kingdom of darkness, 4, conforming believers into the image of his Son and bearing witness to believers that they are children of God, 5, helping believers in their weakness, including their communication with God, 6, empowering believers to witness Yeshua to others, 7, helping believers live holy lives pleasing unto God.
Revelation 1 verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
From Jesus Christ. This is from Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew or Jesus the Christ in Greek. Yeshua's name means YHWH sets free. The Messiah means the only anointed one who can set the captives free from Satan, from sin and reconcile them to God. The faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. Yeshua later introduces himself to the messenger of the Church of Laodicea as the faithful and true witness. Faithful means one who trusts until the end knowing it will come to pass. A witness is one who has evidence or knowledge of something, and therefore a faithful witness is one who knows it will come to pass and provides evidence. For example, Yeshua said that he would go to Jerusalem, suffer many things by the leaders, be killed and be raised again the third day. This is exactly what happened, witnessed by many, so therefore he is a faithful witness of his death and resurrection. He is the first begotten of the dead. The prince of the kings of the earth. Greek word for prince is ruler. Yeshua is the ruler of the true kings of the earth, as he is the one who assigns their kingship. Yeshua is the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
Revelation 1 verse 6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Yeshua has made us believers kings and priests. Even though they may not experience it, they are kings and priests. Kings are those who are made kings by Yeshua to lead people to help others. Priests are those who lead people to connect with God. To him be glory and dominion. To Yeshua belongs tangible physical expression and total rule. Forever and ever. The literal Greek term forever and ever is directly translated into the ages of the ages and means perpetuation of forever. Most times in Scripture it refers to God, who lives forever and ever. Amen. Amen means verily, of certainty.
Revelation 1 verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen.
Behold, he cometh with clouds. Yeshua comes with the clouds, then the first rapture of the believers in Yeshua takes place. Every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Similar to seeing lightning that shines from one side of the sky to the next, so every eye shall see Yeshua. Those unrepentant Jews and Romans who were part of his crucifixion who are in Hades will see him coming in the clouds. Also those who have continually come against him since the cross will also see him. Keep in mind that when Paul persecuted Christians, he was in fact coming against Yeshua, just like those who come against Christians today are actually coming against Yeshua. Side note, some would note that the word pierced that John was referring to was in the Hebrew text, Zech 12:10, and not the Septuagint. Therefore, this indicates that John used the Hebrew text. All kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Kindreds means races or tribes who are denoted with unique physical genetic attributes. Therefore, all groups of people on the earth will wail because of him. This Greek word for wail means to beat one's body in grief, generally the chest.
Amen.
Amen means verily, of certainty.
Revelation 1 verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord.
This is God the Father. God revealed himself to Moses as I am that I am. Then he revealed himself to the body of Christ as the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet respectively. This means God is complete.
All answers from the beginning to the end are found in him, and without him nothing is found. Side note, the phrase I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end is used 4 times in Revelation, twice in reference to God the Father, Revelation 1 verse 8, Revelation 21 verses 5 to 6, and twice to Yeshua with the addition of first and last. The Latin Vulgate, Peshitta and Peshitta are missing, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, in Revelation 1 verse 11.
Which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
This is God the Father who has been ruling forever. He is ruling now, ruled in the past, and will be ruling in the future too.
Revelation 1 verse 9. I John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Tribulation is personal suffering caused by others. John is confirming that he is a brother to the seven churches and their companion in the current tribulation they are all facing for Christ. This tribulation on the body of Christ has happened since Yeshua was resurrected. It is part of the Christian life, a promise for our development. It is different from the seven-year tribulation period on the world which is yet to come. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. John acknowledges that the seven churches are in the kingdom of God, not sometime in the future but in the present. He also acknowledges that they are in the patience of Jesus Christ, meaning they are enduring suffering like he has. Was in the isle that is called Patmos. Because of John's devotion to Yeshua, he was banished to the Isle of Patmos during the reign of Domitian. For word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John was imprisoned at Patmos because of the word of God concerning Yeshua and his evidence concerning him. Yeshua is the Messiah, the Christ, that was slain and resurrected to redeem us with his blood, Isaiah 53:4-6, Revelation 5 verse 9, and will shortly come to reign on earth as he is the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords.
Revelation 1 verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet.
One of the first times this phrase is used in the Spirit is when God brought Ezekiel and put him in the valley of dry bones.
This could mean in a spiritual and not a physical body.
This is highly unlikely, as moments later, John fell at Yeshua's feet as dead. This is something that is possible in a physical body like Daniel.
Therefore, in the Spirit would more likely mean being spiritually aware, able to see and interact with the spiritual world while in a physical body. Other examples of in the Spirit are, Revelation 4 verse 2, Revelation 17 verse 3, Revelation 21 verse 10. On the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day is the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week.
The Lord himself indicates that there is a specific day that belongs to him, and the disciples would have known it as my holy day, referred to as the seventh day Sabbath. Yeshua also affirmed that he is Lord of the Sabbath, which would make it his day, the Lord's day. Side note, neither God the Father,
Yeshua the Messiah nor the apostles teach or command that the first day of the week was to be kept as the Sabbath. The early church used to keep the Sabbath, calling it the Lord's Day, Didache 14, and the day before this day was called the Preparation, Didache 8. And now when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath. There is no record in all Scripture that God ever removed his blessing from the Sabbath and placed it upon another day of the week. Some would speculate that the Lord's Day was Wednesday evening, as it was the disciples' last meal together, and thus the only other place in the Greek Scriptures where the Greek word Lord's is used to refer to the Lord's Supper. There is, however, Justin Martyr at the end of 2nd century who started promoting Sunday worship as the Lord's Day. Side note 2, in 321 AD, Emperor Constantine, who had been a sun worshipper prior to his potential conversion, instituted the worship of God on Sunday. In 364 AD, it became a regulation instituted by the Catholic Church of Laodicea. The Roman Catholic Church has confirmed that they had established Sunday worship by their own authority and instituted it as a law. It was never from the Scripture. The Council of Laodicea in AD 364 decreed, Christians shall not Judaize and be idle on Saturday but shall work on that day, but the Lord's Day they shall especially honor, and, as being Christians, shall, if possible, do no work on that day. If, however, they are found Judaizing, they shall be shut out from Christ. Heard behind me. A voice came from behind John, similar to Ezekiel. Great voice as of a trumpet. This is Yeshua's voice.
Revelation 1 verse 11. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and, what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea.
Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet respectively. The words I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, are used twice in reference to Yeshua. The other two times are in reference to God the Father. This statement signifies that all the answers are found through Yeshua. Side note, the Latin Vulgate, Peshitta and Peshito are missing. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Yeshua tells John to write in a book everything that he is about to see and send it to the seven churches, and provides a list of the seven churches.
Revelation 1 verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
The voice came from behind John. Being turned. This is the first thing that John saw and wrote down after the command to write what he saw. He saw seven lampstands, indicating that the intent of this book is for the body of Christ. And that judgment first starts with the body of Christ, then the world will be judged. I saw seven candlesticks. The candlesticks are actually lampstands, and they represent specific ministries, churches. After the Israelites left Egypt, God told them to make seven lampstands for the tabernacle. In Zechariah 4, a lampstand represents the second temple through Zerubbabel. Serving Israel from 453 BC to AD 31. In Revelation, the seven lampstands represent the seven churches. Serving the body of Christ from AD 31 until the rapture, when they will be removed. Side note, the seven candlesticks are not individual candlesticks but are seven lampstands with seven branches each. Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For God said to Moses, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain, and John was seeing divine lampstands.
Revelation 1 verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle.
In the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man. In the middle was one like the Son of Man, which could imply that the seven lampstands were around him. He has authority to execute judgment on the earth because he is the Son of Man clothed with a garment down to the foot. The high priest also wore a long garment down to the foot, girt about his paps with a golden girdle. This Greek word for paps means nipples. Most times it refers to those of a woman, but in this case it refers those of a man. The Son of Man was clothed with a long garment, and was wrapped around the chest with a golden belt which passed over his nipples.
Revelation 1 verse 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
John describes what he sees, and when he struggles he uses earthly comparisons like and as to explain it. John's description of Yeshua looks like Yeshua's father, the Ancient of Days described by Daniel. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Yeshua's eyes were as a flame of fire. Fire is for destroying all wickedness and preserving what is true. One day fire will test everyone's work to see what sort it is. John's description of Yeshua's eyes is similar to what Daniel saw of a certain man clothed in linen.
Revelation 1 verse 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
His feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. John's description of Yeshua's feet and voice is similar to what Daniel saw and heard of a certain man clothed in linen. Also, the voice is the same as the voice of the glory of God of Israel. Voice was like the noise of many waters.
Revelation 1 verse 16. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
He had in his right hand seven stars. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches. The Greek word for angel means messenger, therefore based on the context it is generally translated messenger, ambassador when referring to humans, or angels when it refers to supernatural beings. Sometimes the translators are not sure and translated angel. In this case, the messengers are the human leaders of the seven churches. Just like Zerubbabel was the Lord's representative on earth to guide the building of the second temple, so each of these messengers has a similar purpose in helping the body of Christ, the temple of God. They belong to him, and his right hand indicates that he is giving the messengers favor and support. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. This is broadsword, similar to a Thracian sword. For the word of God is a sword that separates good and evil. It comes out of Yeshua's mouth first to execute judgment on believers. Then comes to destroy those who come against him. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. This Greek word for countenance is the word face. Yeshua's face shone like the sun in its strength, therefore it was so bright that John could not look upon him. Side note, later in eternity, the New Jerusalem will be illuminated by the glory of God the Father and Yeshua. It will be so bright that it will make the sun and moon negligible.
Revelation 1 verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I am the first and the last.
This indicates that John is in a physical body, able to fall down as dead. He fainted, unable to move due to the fear that engulfed him. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. He was still spiritually aware to know that Yeshua's right hand was placed on him. Yeshua's right hand previously had the seven messengers in it. The right hand indicates that John is highly favored. Yeshua strengthens John by saying, Fear not, then proceeds to tell John who he is, like YHWH did to Abram after telling him, Fear not. I am the first and the last. This is Yeshua's unique signature in Revelation. This statement signifies that all the answers are found through Yeshua. Side note, considering that no human had seen the face of God the Father and lived, In Isaiah, this phrase, the first and the last used by YHWH, could be specifically the word of God just as he appeared to Abram.
Revelation 1 verse 18. I am he that liveth, and was dead. And, behold, I am alive forevermore, amen. And have the keys of hell, and of death.
Yeshua was separated from God his Father and then after 3 days was resurrected and now is alive forevermore. Behold, I am alive forevermore, amen. This Greek term into the ages of the ages has been translated and means forevermore. Most times in Scripture it refers to God, who lives forever and ever. The Greek word amen is also translated verily and it means of certainty, confirming that he is alive forever. In other words, because he lives, those who believe on him will also live forever. Have the keys of hell and of death. Yeshua has the keys of Hades and death. Previously, they were owned by Satan, so it is only logical that Yeshua took them away from Satan after he died on the cross. He was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He first went to Hades and took the keys of death from Satan. Hades is a place of torment where those who rejected God go after their bodies die. He also went to Tartarus to speak to those fallen angels who are locked up there. They tried to stop his coming by having sex with mankind before the flood, probably to pollute the seed of mankind. He went to declare to them that he had succeeded and now mankind has the opportunity to be reconciled back to God. In the same day he went to paradise, which at that time was in the earth.
Revelation 1 verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
Yeshua is repeating what he had told John when John was not facing him. Yeshua highlights that John is to write everything, the past, the present and the future. There is no way to understand the future unless we understand the journey.
Revelation 1 verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches. The Greek word for angel means messenger, therefore based on the context it is generally translated messenger, ambassador when referring to humans, or angels when it refers to supernatural beings. Sometimes the translators are not sure and translated angel. In this case, the messengers are the human leaders of the seven churches. Just like Zerubbabel was the Lord's representative on earth to guide the building of the second temple, so each of these messengers has a similar purpose in helping the body of Christ, the temple of God. They belong to him and his right hand indicates that he is giving the messengers favor and support. The seven candlesticks are the seven churches. The candlesticks are actually lampstands and they represent specific ministries, churches. After the Israelites left Egypt, God told them to make seven lampstands for the tabernacle. In Zechariah 4, a lampstand represents the second temple through Zerubbabel. Serving Israel from 453 BC to 31 AD in Revelation, the seven lampstands represent the seven churches, serving the body of Christ from 31 AD until the rapture when they will be removed. Side note, the seven candlesticks are not individual candlesticks but are seven lampstands with seven branches each. Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For God said to Moses, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain," and John was seeing divine lampstands.